Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody
get encouraged. I want to see everybody live well. And so that's the reason why I share everything that I have within my ability. I will share it hopefully that it might be of a benefit. And if not, I would always say the rest of the dear Reverend Anna Johnson, my spiritual mentor and guardian, she would always say, if I can help somebody, then my living would have not been in vain. And her living was not in vain because she did help a lot of people. And she instilled in me early on, the principles and values that I hold dear to this day. So may she rest in peace and may my living not be in vain. I think I'm first I'm going to start right here. I'll read a little bit about, because we need to know this time that we're living in. We need to be conscious. This is from the world ahead. What will it be like? I'm sure some of us, most of us, are really wondering, because we can see the things are changing all around us every day. The world is changing. It's never going to go back to the way that it used to be, because the Creator is recreating. He's making everything brand new. So nothing is ever going to be as it once was. But I did write the other day, I did write on one of my Facebook pages something to that effect. And just a moment, I'm going to put the reading aside so I can share this post with you. But it's right there in the same, relative to what we're talking about right now. So if I pull it up, we, followers of Christ, are facing real serious times. Yah is about to restore order and make the crooked way straight. All deception and manipulation is coming to an end. And we see that in the days of modern technology now, nothing can be hidden. Anything that's done in the dark, it will come to the light. We see that now. There will be peace after this. There is going to be peace, but before the peace can even surface, first of all, the things right now, the obstacles will be, they must be cleared away. We're going to see. It's not really a good feeling when the things that we are seeing that are being taken away, because we hold things so close and dear to us, but a lot of the things that we hold dear, we're going to have to be separated. We will be separated, and that's when we have been separated from a lot of things and souls, spirits in our life that we held dear to. But y'all will get the glory. Everything will be brand new, because that's what the Creator does, makes everything brand new. Again, call in number here at the Garden of Gethsemane, 929-477-2573. Okay. I think I'm going to stay with Heaven's Healing before I go move back on to I'll get to Heaven's Healing, but I'm going to stay on to online. Okay, now here in the world of town, what will it be like? Many eminent politicians and leaders have long realized that the only genuine solution in our massive human problems is a world government. Only this kind of government can bring real peace and stability. But mankind's human efforts in bringing about such government have always failed miserably. What the Herald League of Nations founded after World War I did not stop World War II. The most horrific, horrifying war in human history, from exterminating about 50 million human beings United Nations, founded after World War II, has also failed utterly to bring peace. Literally scores of wars have been raging all over this world in the last few decades, seemingly unaffected one way or the other by the so-called United States. The American Union of efforts will continue to fail, for humanity does not know the way to peace. To any thinking human being, this should become increasingly evident, and it truly is, it ought to be, it ought to be. Seeing how human religion has failed to solve man's problems, most educated people in our day have given up on believing in a real, God. Most people today, they have. And I can there tell you, there's no God, no such thing. But this is unmistakable, for mankind has turned away from true religion. Well, no, this is, I'm sorry, let me go back. It says this is understandable. And I can understand because, you know, mankind truly has turned back from the true religion. We're not being fed the true religion, not in the true doctrine. Most of it is, it's been camouflaged in the way that it's come to us to control our mind and our thoughts and our mentality to reflect on something in a way that the Creator did not design for us. This is understandable for mankind that they're turned away from religion. Most religions of this world teach and act in a manner totally contrary to the truth revealed in the Bible. And that's the absolute truth. That's what I was just saying. That is the absolute truth. However, those who are willing to understand and know that there is a real God, there is a great Creator and Governor of the universe, and He is working. He is working out a supreme purpose here below, and we can best believe that. We can best believe that personally. You personally can understand that purpose if you are willing. If you are willing, see, we got that free will. So you have to be willing, and you have to seek. The words of the seek, and you shall find, not the door will be open.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high, no more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains.
motherland represent her. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here. Life's not all fair. Work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth. Know just what you're worth. The God you serve, did you say that in the
something that a dear friend of mine has written, published, and it's a book entitled Dreams of Liberation. It's written by Ross Grillo, and I excuse this particular point of writing right now, and I'm sure you'll find it powerful as well, as I certainly do. This one is titled Brothers Peace. 2:30 in the a.m., one-way street of Falk Valley, where a man, flaring intention unknown, approaching with caution, uncharted thoughts streaming through concrete. Are we African kin or just American? Are we brothers or mobs? Gangsters or saints? Am I my brother's keeper? Is the blackness in me the same blackness in he? Is the blackness in we our soul or our evil? Are we niggers, Negroes, or neither? terminated people? What is the frequency of unity? The alchemy of community. 2 weeks ago, two brothers in the street, bang, bang, another funeral, gang flame. That's the youth. Lower your eyes. With emphasis, with epimysis, and bad poetry. Self-hate is never pretty. Afraid of the blackness in me, afraid of the blackness in me, too delusional to dialogue the divisions of self, dying as individuals with no residual help from the collective plan of man. Bearing our very future depends on the outcome. Stopping was shot 21 times at the Abaddon by three niggas that all prayed to Allah the same as he. Yet he was never afraid of the blackness in me. His life laid down for the blackness in me. Now this black man approaching and fear is the portion of our division. Laughing in the night with mean mugs and cold stares. No words of recognition or brotherhood. The viral instinct burns as boys in the hood. Learn that black is no good. So we search for all alternatives taken to black holes, afraid of our black souls. Black folks unhold, afraid of black love, afraid of self-love. One of the writings out that I just took from the book that Brother Ross Leo has written, Dreams of Liberation. Perhaps maybe some of us here might have been contemplating or thinking about writing a book. And have you ever been to the, what is it? Oh, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, help me. UB Blake. Yes, the UB Blake Cultural Center. It's downtown. I think I love it. I love the UB Blake Cultural Center. It's funny. Well, it's not really funny, but there was one time, well, earlier on in my life, I'm talking about many, quite a few years ago, I thought that the point, high point of my life was hanging out, you know, would be hanging out in the club. But now I find that it's so much more fulfilling when I attend to places like the Reginald F. Lewis Museum downtown. And they always have wonderful activities going on down there all the time. Or the library. Yes, the library, the main library downtown. And they have a lot, they have, many people may not be aware of it, most people, but they have a lot of cultural activities that's going on down there too. And it's an open opportunity for you if you have a gift to share your gift there. At our library. So another, and the UB Blake Cultural Center. And I'm going to, I think I need to be getting in contact with them because I was just reading something that I picked up when I was last down there. They had every Thursday. Now this is sad, but it was every Thursday, June the 30th to July 21st. From 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., the writer's workshop applications. They said applications were due by June 19th. They told me, but I need to find out when the next workshop is going to be taking place. So this 4-week workshop will introduce you to the basic elements of writing and storytelling, whether you are writing fiction or nonfiction, an essay or a short story. This workshop will develop your skills in narrative, character, and story. If you apply, submit a one-paragraph statement of your goals to the workshop, what you want to learn about writing. If you are working on a writing narrative, you may include a description of the writing project, led by nationally renowned author Martha Golden. Right now, we'll encourage participants to express themselves in their own writing. Send paragraphs to beautyblakecenter@gmail.com. That sounds interesting. Yeah, because I was thinking about that. I write all the time. I have several groups. I have a number of groups and Facebook sites, pages, and Twitter, and Google Plus, and also, and I'm always writing, so it was on my mind to take those writings and put them on the book, put them in the book. So I'm going to need to be getting in touch with Ruby Blake Cultural Center to see how I can move forward on that idea. I definitely need to be doing that. Here's another little clip right here. Let's see. Here's another clip I'm going to share with you. Have a blessed day. Peace. Till the next time.